Hey, travelers, I'm Nurse Kelly, and I am your host today. You are listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast, and I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. We run this podcast, and we're super excited about today's episode. So if this is your very first time listening, we do all things travel healthcare professionals. So we try to talk about things that are informational, things that are entertaining, meetups, various things going on in the industry, and today is no different. So we're excited. Today we have Nicole Omdahl on with us today, and she is a travel nurse, and she's into some really, really cool stuff. So I met her at the Seattle Travel Nurse Meetup, so make sure you go and check out that episode with Leah Ganitka. We put that on in Seattle last month, but I met her there, and it was so interesting to talk to her that I said, you've got to come on the podcast. We've got to share what you're doing for nursing on with the rest of our followers and our audience. So we're super excited to have her. So let's say hi. So hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for coming on. Do you just want to give everybody a brief little introduction about yourself real quick?
Yeah. So hi, everyone. My name's Nicole. Like Kelly was saying, I'm so excited to be on this podcast talking with you all today. So a little bit about me. So I've been a nurse for about a year now, and I've had experience both working at like an inpatient neuroscience epilepsy unit, and then I just recently started in a dermatology unit, and I'm loving that so far. And then with my travel nurse experience, so a little caveat, I actually have not had any assignments yet, but I'm definitely interested in starting once I get about another year of experience under my belt.
Very cool. And we met at the Seattle Travel Nurse Meetup, which I'm so glad that you were there. They're always open to travel nurses and nurses alike. So we were pumped to have you there. But what did you think? So we're trying to get the meetups to continue to take off. We want them in different cities. I think it's a really great resource for travelers to find a sense of community and also just people that are like them. And then also just to have a night out, you know, and drinks and food on somebody else. So what did you think of the meetup, and did you see value in it? Because we haven't actually talked about that, but I was curious. You were there at our very first one, so what did you think, and do you think we should continue them?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I honestly had no idea what to expect with this meetup, and like I said, like I don't have extensive experience being a travel nurse, but I still definitely love meeting nurses in the area, and I thought the meetup was such a great way to connect with lots of other very friendly nurses, and I was able to meet quite a few other people, definitely get their numbers, and it was a great way, I think, to build community, and I think that's something that I'm really passionate about. That's why I started my Facebook group, the Seattle Registered Nurse Group, because I just really love being able to meet other nurses and support each other through those relationships.
I love that. And Leah, who's kind of my partner in crime setting up all these meetups, she told me that she was going to put the invite in your travel nurse group or in your nurse group on Facebook. And she said that a majority of the RSVPs actually ended up coming from there or from nurses that she had met through that group. So that's awesome. That was so exciting. And that was so interesting to talk to you about too at the meetup. So can you kind of tell everybody why you started that and kind of what's keeping it going and what's the content of that group? So people who are in Seattle that want to join kind of have an idea of what they're getting into.
Yeah, of course. So I think with this group, to be honest, when I started it, I had really no idea what it would become. But like I mentioned, I just knew that I really wanted to build an online community for nurses, like a place where you could find support as a nurse with other local nurses. And then I just also wanted to have a group that was free and was really accessible for people to join and a place where we could openly talk about what it's like being a nurse and just see how we can support each other. And like I said, this group has just taken off into like a whole different thing that is so much better than what I could have imagined. So I've been able to use this group more into like an educational resource now for nurses. And so that's a lot of the new content that you can expect to see. There's like basically daily content right now. I've been working on a project called How to Land Your Dream Job, and that's been through the units tab on the Facebook group. So it talks about basically how you can get the job of your dreams, and it's based off of not only my personal experience, but after talking with recruiters and nurse managers and getting all sorts of different input about ways to just make the job process a lot less intimidating for nurses, and talking about how to do better with interviews, how to build up your resume so it stands out, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's so useful. And I'm loving, too, how, like, this day and age, we're doing so many different things with Facebook and with social media and groups like that, because I think they're awesome resources just to find community and just to find people around, you know, to do stuff with and be social. But also, I'm seeing so many people almost take over this entrepreneur mindset that they may not have even ever had an interest in, but they just, they get kind of find this niche, or they find a need or a void in any industry that they're in, or any sort of, you know, career that they're taking a part of, and they just fill it with these Facebook groups by just like being the answer. They find the solution through all these different people and ideas, and I just think it's really cool, and we're loving our communities of travelers too. It's just, there's so much to learn from everybody, and I think it's definitely better if we can work together. And I know that you're working on some new projects too, so can you talk a little bit about how you're teaching nurses the job skills that you were telling me about? Because I know it's like a lot of the stuff that you didn't learn in nursing school. So do you want to explain that in a little bit more depth for us too?
Yeah, of course. So that's something that I've kind of, like you're mentioning, with kind of this new entrepreneurial spirit that's taken over with so many different industries. Like, that's something I've noticed with myself, and like kind of intersecting with my identity of being a nurse, and like also wanting to help nurses with their business skills, because I think of myself as an entrepreneur. So some of those skills that I'm so excited to teach nurses are like negotiating and networking and all these like very foundational skills that are needed in business that aren't necessarily taught to us in nursing school, but are still just as essential for nurses to know so that we can continue to progress. So that's something that I'm actually throwing together as we speak right now. I even have some speakers lined up, but I'm hosting a negotiation and networking workshop this October, and that'll be open to any nurse, and potentially even if they have friends who aren't exactly nurses but who are interested in learning those skills. And so I'll have professionals come in and talk about how we can learn those skills and then apply them to our own nursing careers, so we can just continue to be the best nurses we can be and get as much value for our skills as we possibly can.
I love that. And we were talking about that workshop taking off in October. So if anyone that's listening, you know, wants to sign up or learn more about it, is there a website? Should they go to the group? Where can you direct people that might be interested?
Yeah, so definitely it'll be on our group, the Seattle Registered Nurse Group. The acronym is SRNG, so it sounds like syringe, and that was intentional. And then I'll also be posting it in the Seattle Traveler Facebook group. So if anyone's a part of either of those groups, that's where you'll be able to find it. But first and foremost, I always recommend just checking my group, because that's where I'm for sure always posting these events. You can find them the easiest.
I love it. So now we'll just switch gears a little bit. We've talked kind of about what you're all about, because you're doing so many cool things in this industry and for nursing and with your Facebook group that we just don't hear a lot about. So I'm so glad you were able to come on. But I am curious. So you are thinking about traveling in about a year. And I know I was just in Seattle. Seattle's pretty dang awesome. So where would you like to go? If you could take your dream assignment, what would that be? And do you think you'll stick with DERM?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And I feel like definitely Hawaii is at the top of my list. As much as I love Seattle, and I do agree, it's such a cool city, and we get so many travelers who come here, but the warm weather of Hawaii, like basically year round, that's hard to pass up. And I do love outpatient care right now, so maybe I'll be sticking in DERM. I love that at the moment. Or maybe I'll be doing more of a general outpatient care in clinics, but that's definitely where I could see myself in a year.
Awesome. Well, we hear Hawaii so often, and I love that, because I feel like, you know, when people think of a travel nurse, very few know that, like, you can travel nurse even in the same state you already live in. You know, there's, like, a mileage rule, and, like, there's, you know, like assignments in Montana and Utah and like wherever you want. But it's so funny, because when like the general public, and I think new travelers especially, hear about travel nursing or are curious about the appeal of it, they do think of places like Hawaii or California or Florida. And who can blame them, man? The sun and the beach and just like the good food. And I love it. I would absolutely love someday to take an assignment in Hawaii. And I just have a soft spot for Hawaii. So I love that you just said that. Well, cool, Nicole. Do you have anything else that you would like to add before we close down the podcast, especially like anything specifically that where people can find you, any handles of yours personally that you want to share, any contact information you want to share, anything like that? Please use this time to do that because I know people are going to be asking us about how to find you.
Yeah, so you can definitely check out my group on Facebook. If you type in Seattle Registered Nurse Group, my face will pop up in the group picture as well, or the cover photo, so you'll definitely know that it's my group. And then you can also find me on Instagram at Nicole Olena. But those are the best ways to connect with me, and I really do love connecting with nurses, whether you're a traveler, whether you're a permanent staff. Like, I love meeting all the nurses, so please reach out.
Yes, please reach out, and if for some reason you guys still can't figure out how to find Nicole, please email me at kelly@wanderly.us, Kelly with an EY, and I'll be sure to connect you with her. Okay, sister, well, we're about to close out. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you again for hopping on with us. That's Nicole Omdahl. She is a derm nurse, and she's going to be traveling very soon, and we're excited about that in the next couple years. So we will welcome her with open arms into this industry, into this different sector of nursing. So we're very excited about that. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler, and we'll be out with a new one next week.